Yirmiyah Perek Yudches Pasuk Tesvav Le'ilui Nishmas B'tzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has moved on from the allegory of pottery and reshaping to discussing the fate of nations being in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to finally coming back down to the fact that we are so set in our ways of sin and Avera that we don't turn back and we don't want to turn back. And we're not listening. We're refusing to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La 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 la. We hold our hands over our ears. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, can you imagine something pure, something wonderful that I give you so that you can live forever and you disgrace it and you reject it and you don't want it? Ki shechechuni ami lashav yechateru. My people have forgotten me. They burn incense to useless gods, to nothingness, to worthlessness. Vayachshilum b'tarcheihem. And they stumble as they stray from the ancient paths. Shevile Olam. This is what we have inherited from Avraham Avinu all the way on down. The ancient paths. And we're straying from those. L'lechas nesivos derech lo selula. So we want to walk in byways and unpaved roads. This is what we're giving up. We're giving up eternity. We're giving up success. We're following uncharted paths in a way that doesn't go upward. Mankind always prides itself on charting uncharted paths, to explore strange new worlds and new civilizations, said Star Trek. Yeah, is that always the best? When you have a path forever? Shevile Olam also, the Abarbanel says, could refer to the paths of the world. We want to follow everybody else's path. It's not that we want to follow new paths. It's that we want to follow paths that are used by everybody else. We want to be just like everybody else. Radak calls it a new lifestyle that we're unaccustomed to. Interesting, we have a shevil and a mesilah. So Rabbi Breuer says, a shevil is a path that everything follows without any choice. It's just automatic. But selula and a mesilah is one that goes upward to advancement, to getting somewhere. A nesiv, nesivos, is a path that you choose, which could be going up. But we chose derech lo selula, a path that does not take us up, because we want to follow the forces of nature and we want to be like everybody else on the internet. We want to please the people in the UN, even though we're never going to please them. And it's never going to happen. These are roads that were paved by the Avos, and we are rejecting them to be like everybody else. Remind me sometime. There is an incredible book by Rabbi David Sykes, who went to YU, where he compares the lineage of Cain in Parshas Bereishis to the lineage of Shase. And he shows that they use the same names, but in slightly different ways. Yered, Erud, Mahalalel, Mechuyael. And they signify two very different choices. Choosing to follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a spiritual path that ends in Noach and eventually Avraham Avinu, or choosing the ways of materialism and agriculture and personal wealth, which leads to Cain being completely destroyed from the face of the earth. That's the Derech Lo Selula. Tezayin Lo Sum Artzom L'Shama Shiriko Solam. To make their land desolate, to make it despised by the world. Is Eretz Yisrael not despised by the world now? Does anybody really care about the land of Israel going to the Palestinians? No. They care because the Palestinians are brown people who have been oppressed by colonialists, and they deserve freedom and a breath of fresh air. After October 7th, an adjunct instructor at Cornell, who has still not been fired or even reprimanded for what he said, I'm glad that they massacred all of those colonialist Jews. Now we can breathe. Now we are in freedom. They don't care about Eretz Yisrael. The land itself is despised. Look what they did to Gush Katif. They don't care about the land. That's what we're going to do to the Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. Shrikos Olam. Kol Over Aleha Yishom V'Yonid Barosho. Everyone who passes through it will wonder and shake his head. That's a phrase that comes out of Eicha, many times. People shaking their heads and hissing and just wondering at what happened. What did we accomplish by walking on the Derech Lo Selula? We destroyed Eretz Yisrael, and we've got universal contempt against us. Yizayin kiruach kodim afitem lifnei oyev. Kiruach kodim azah, mentioned in the Torah. The east wind is the destructive wind, the chamsin, that comes from the desert towards Eretz Yisrael. Like the east wind, I will scatter them before their enemies. Oref velo fanim erein biyom edom. I will show them my back and not my face on the day of their misfortune. Edom can also mean the day of their holiday, the holiday for the enemies, the holiday for the Goyim. This is the Chorban. This is the Chorban as told over in Eicha using many of the same words. It's all here. And we were warned about it 4 decades before it happened. Yudches vayomru lechu v'nach shiva al Yirmiyahu machashavos. And they said, and what did these ungrateful Jews do? They decided, let's make a plot against Yirmiyahu. Ki lo sovad Torah mikohen. Torah will not be lost, will not perish from the Kohen. The Eitzah Mechacham. Counsel will never leave the wise person. Everything's always been great. Yirmiyah is doom and gloom and depressing. So you know what? Nothing's going to go wrong. What do we lose if Yirmiyah dies? The Torah won't be lost. There are a lot of Kohanim who know it. Do I know it? No, I don't learn. But there's guys who learn. They'll be okay. There are wise men who can tell us what to do. We don't need a Navi. What do we need him for? He's so negative. The Davar Minavi. Speech will not leave other Nevi'im. I mean, they're false, but you know. L'chuvenar kehu v'aloshon. Let us go and strike him with the tongue. Which, of course, is the way the internet is done. We slander somebody and we put down somebody and we put a million comments to outweigh one pearl of wisdom that the person may have said. V'al nakshiva el kol dvarav. Let us not listen to any of the words he has to say. We'll be fine. We don't have to worry. So, not only are we terrible in terms of our averos, not only do we say we can't do tshuva because we love our averos too much and we're too attached to them, and we don't want to listen, but now we go plot and conspire against the ones who tried to tell us the truth. And we say we're going to outweigh them with a million internet comments. We're going to blow them up with blogs and public opinion and the New York Times. And we don't have to hear it. There'll always be smart people around. We'll be fine.